This is Hi Dad, the show where you get the advice your dad would give you, because common sense isn't so common. Here's your host, Shane Ball.
Hello, welcome to Hi Dad. You know what? We've been gone for a while.
We really have. It's been forever, right?
I know. I missed it. Y'all.
I was
family.
Like, oh, man.
I know. But glad to be back. And I got to share this. Okay. So Sunday morning, you know I'm a pastor. So Sunday morning, my wife says that they're doing announcements right before dismissal of church. Okay. So she says she has a special presentation during announcement. So she asked me to come up and she started reading a poem. It was cheesy, you know. She even said in the poem
that it's going to be cheesy.
That is cheesy. You know, she said it may sound cheesy. But at the end of the poem, she told me. Now, we've been married for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
So at the end of the poem, that's when she tells me in front of everybody that she's pregnant with our first child.
No way.
Yes way.
No, I'm just kidding. I already knew.
I know you were there.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine? I stood there. I froze. I was like, and my father, he's 81. He was running. The assistant pastor ran off the pulpit out in the lobby. People were jumping and screaming. People in the children ministry was coming out. What in the world's going on? But they kind of figured it. It's like, no one's getting married. What else would be a big, Jasmine must be pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
So, yes, very excited. And today is 3 days later. And she went to the doctor yesterday. And the doctor said, you know, everything's normal. They did the test.
Sure.
And everything's normal. All of her levels are normal. So,
awesome.
We're looking for it. So, as I said, this is my first child, so I will be a real dad on Hi Dad.
You know, that's exciting.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it, David.
Wow,
we're back.
So cool.
In the studio.
Congratulations.
Woo! Glory to God. Thank you.
So yeah, I'm really excited to be back. This is your show, family. It's a free call or text message to 866-DAD-8033. That's 866-323-8033. Or you can send in an email or an iMessage to questions@hidadshow.com. Yes, so you have questions, Dad has the answers. Let's dive right on in.
All right.
Lauren Taylor sends in an email and says, I struggle a lot with jealousy. My boyfriend often comments on females' appearances, everywhere from a woman at the grocery store to celebrities on TV. Anytime I get a bit agitated by it, he tells me it is ridiculous, that I'm just insecure, and somehow I end up apologizing. We have a great relationship. I don't have any trust issues, but I feel jealous. Is that possible? How do I overcome this? Thank you. I really enjoy your podcast.
Thank you so much, Lauren. I appreciate your openness and your honesty. And thank you so much for that great comment about the podcast. Now, I'm not one who believes in tit for tat. Kill my dog, I'll kill your cat. You know, I don't believe in that. But you never heard that before?
No, I've never heard that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I am 46 one. And you're 6.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is what I would like for you to do. I don't want you to do this. I want you to ask him. Ask him, said, so you wouldn't mind if I'm open about a guy that I see that I think looks great. You wouldn't have a problem with that. You know, just simply ask him. Don't just do it because that's like the tit for tat. You're doing this and you know I don't like it, so I'm going to do this and see how you like it. Give you a taste of your own medicine. I don't believe in that at all. But I would talk to him. I would ask your boyfriend, so you would be okay with that. Because I'm sure, Lauren, sometimes you see a guy and you say, wow, you know, he looks great, but you say it in your mind. Or you're watching television and, you know, television now is all about sex. Not all, but a lot of sex sells. It could be toothpaste. And the person is all buff. I mean, come on. Toothpaste doesn't give you muscles. But hey, anyway, you'll see a commercial and you may think to yourself, oh my goodness, he is fine. I guess that's what they say today. I don't know. So, and when you think that, you think that, especially if you're around him, you probably say it if you're alone, but if you're around him, ask him, say, not like that person right there. If I were to say, oh my goodness, he is so fine, you'd be okay with it? Just that simple. I want you to feel very secure within yourself. Your boyfriend sees these celebrities and stuff. He's not going to date them. You know that. They don't want him. All right. Your appearance is absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. Or else he wouldn't be with you. You have to look at it like that. What I do want you to do is to discuss that with him. Because if it concerns you, it should concern him. Don't feel some type of way concerning him doing that. Don't feel some type of way because he wants to express himself. Okay? You don't want to express yourself. If so, you would have written and said, you know, sometimes I see people on television and guys that I think are cute. And sometimes I want to say something, but because he's there, I respect him by not saying it. You didn't say any of that. So you're not as outspoken as he is. So that's why you really need to talk to him and let him know how you feel. Now, if you talk to him and he's like I said, it's no big deal. I mean, you know, I'm just commenting. It's like a flower. I see a pretty flower. That doesn't mean I want to eat it. You know, oh, this flower is gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. The whole point is you have the opportunity to openly talk to him. All right. Now, concerning how you feel for yourself, you say you don't have any trust issues, but you feel jealous. Again, he doesn't want those women. All right. He's only commenting. So I don't want you to feel as if those comments are against you, because that's what it seems as if it is. You feel that they're against you. That, oh my goodness, her hair is awesome. Meaning what? My hair is not so awesome? No. He's not talking against you. He's only talking about them. That's all. It's just that simple. And there's nothing for you to be jealous about. As a matter of fact, this is something that I believe would help you. He sees a young lady. Oh, wow. She is in great shape. Wow. Look at her. You comment on that as well. Oh, yeah. I bet she does. You know, this is me looking at TV. You and him looking at TV. That's why I'm looking this way. Oh, wow. Yeah, I bet she does a lot. She has to do a lot of cardio just looking at. You co-compliment the young lady. That's what you do. You know, you give your compliments as well. You know the old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. You're not trying to beat, but just compliment. Get in his flow. See how he responds to that. That would be interesting. Oh, I wish I could see that. Oh, man, you know, she is cute. Right? Oh, yeah, she has a real pretty face and her body is well toned. I wonder what his response would be to that. I'd love to know. Email us back. Let us know. Begin in it. OK, talk about it. And I'm sure you'll be fine, Lauren. All right. You're the best. God bless.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for sending in your email. Justin sends in a text message, says, I'm wondering whether I should leave my church. It's getting to be where I feel like I'm not learning anything anymore. It hasn't always been like this, though. It's just gradually gotten worse and worse. I don't feel like I'm growing anymore. Can you help?
Yes. Justin, I want you to think about your life. What is your purpose? Okay. Your purpose, once you think about what your purpose is, and just to help everybody so you'll know how to figure out your purpose, what do you like to do? If you could do it for the rest of your life without even getting paid for it, what do you like to do? almost really 8.5 times out of 10, that's your purpose. Or what is it in life that you detest, you literally hate, then that is your assignment to fix, okay? Things of that nature. You know, David is around me quite a bit, and he sees whenever I see a young man who most times you can tell that person is unfathered. I can't take it. I just cannot. I can't take it. It's like I want to do something. I want to go meet him. I just want to say, hey, man, what's up? God bless. I'm Pastor Wall. What church do you go to? And just start talking and just making sure he is okay, even for daughters as well. Young lady, you can tell she just needs somebody. That's my purpose. As a pastor, I'm a spiritual father. And of course, I told you earlier, I'm a natural father now, even though my child isn't born. I'm still a natural father. But I just adopt people. It's unofficial adoption, but I just adopt people. This is my son. Got a call today at work. A lady who knows me and, excuse me, has attended the church. She said several times her grandson isn't doing too well. So she's going to move him in with her. And she said, Pastor Wall, I'm going to bring him to your church because I see all the young guys around you and how you're mentoring them and really growing them up, the whole nine yards. So she said, I'm going to bring him there. He will be there every Tuesday night for Bible study, and he will be there every Sunday morning, whatever I have to do to make sure that he does what he's supposed to do. Okay, that's my purpose. I went through all of that so that you could be thinking, Justin, about what your purpose is. Now, I want you to go to your pastor and let your pastor know, I believe my purpose in life is blank, blank, blank. Once you've spoken with your pastor, let your pastor know. And see, this is what I'd rather. Being a pastor, I'd much rather you go to your pastor and say, Pastor, I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't feel as if I'm growing here. Now, I'm just going to be quite open and honest. If your pastor is really, really, really a person who really cares about you, his response will be to engage in more conversation because he wants to find out why you're not growing. I know if somebody came to me and said that, I would ask questions. Well, where are you in life? What's going on? Where are you in terms of your life events? Where are you in your progress in your relationship with the Lord? What's going on in your life that you really, really want God to speak to that the sermons that I'm delivering, they're not speaking to your need or needs, and allowing that individual to talk to me. Now, sad to say, but some pastors will be very offended by that and say, what do you mean you're not growing? You know, or something, whatever they would say. So I would just say, talk to your pastor. Let him or her know you're not growing. What you're receiving really isn't causing you to get closer to God. And maybe it's just something wherein you're not applying what's being said to the proper areas of your life or applying it properly to any area of your life. Talk to your pastor. Let him know. Give it a while. I don't know how long a while is. If you just still get this gut feeling like, I don't know, this just is not working for me. I would just say a month, maybe another month, 4-5 Sundays, Bible studies. Now, if you're not going to Bible study, Justin, then you really don't have room to talk. But if you are going to Bible study, then yes, you can say, you know, I want to leave church, because Bible study is very important. You can't just sit up in the Sunday morning service and hear a message of a half hour, 45 minutes or whatever, and just say, I'm not growing. What are you doing with that word? Are you taking notes? Are you applying what is being said? If you're trying all of that and you're still not growing, go to your pastor. And if your pastor says, well, if there is another church, or is there another church that you've been kind of looking at that you feel that, you know, you could grow, you know, after you've done everything, then talk with your pastor. Excuse me, let him or her say, well, go ahead and try this church. I back you up 100%. My position is to make certain that you grow closer to the Lord. And if we're unable to help you here, I won't hold you back. That should be the proper response. If you have been consistent with what you are to do with what you've been taught, and that's application, applying it, living it, studying it, being faithful. All right, Justin, I'm going to pray for you. I promise. And I know you're going to do well. God bless.
Thanks, Justin, for your email. Leonard sends in an email about his parents, and he says, my parents argue all the time about money. It seems like every day they're just going on and on about spending money and their lack thereof. I see the problem, though. They buy all the stuff that they don't use, and they go shopping for new clothes when they could just wash their old ones. How do I go about telling this to them? I don't want to seem disrespectful, but I know I can solve their problem.
Oh, you are the kid of all kids. I mean, you are not even 5 stars, 5.5 stars above the 5 star. Whoop. Leonard, I'm telling you, man, what young person wants the parents to spend less or to be very responsible with their spending? Most young people, I want this, I want that, I want the other, this, that, the other, this, that, the other. That's what they want. But look at you. I like this, man. Fist bump. So, I know, right? Hey, don't call me corny. So, the whole point is I want you to understand that you are different. You're very different from most young people. So, now, here we go. Are you ready for this? I'm sure you are. What I want you to do, so that you won't be fibbing or lying or anything, I want you to talk to your math teacher. Talk to your math teacher. If you're in college, I guess that would be your, I don't know, maybe algebra or trigonometry. I'm not too sure exactly what it is. But I want you to talk to your math teacher, whatever kind of math it is. And I want you to ask your math teacher what you should do. Okay? Now, with that, you'll be able to tell your parents, you know, I learned in school, because whatever you talk to your math teacher about, they taught you something. I learned in school concerning spending, yada, 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 because you asked them about spending. And my math teacher told me, yada, yada, yada. Also, I was watching this television program. Hi, Dad. Or I was listening to this podcast, because you may be watching us or listening. And the guy on there said, dot, dot, dot. And here are the dot, dot, dots that I'm about to give you. Now, when your parents overspend, what I want you to do is this. I want you to start writing down everything that's being spent, because I could all but promise you they're not doing that. I want you to write it down. I want you to take note of what they're spending. Ask for their receipts. Say, I'll give them right back to you, but I have a project that I'm doing. They're going to think it's a school project. Doesn't matter. I want you to tally up, calculate what they're spending. This is going to be great for you, because this is going to teach you how to budget. Then I want you to categorize what they're spending. Clothes, food, movies, eating out, all of that. And I want you to categorize it. And I want you to show them what they have spent in 1 month. And when they see that, you know, a lot of people, they only live in the moment. And living in that moment, all this, these clothes or all this food is remarkable. They spend, that's it. But when they see what happened in a month, and if you get too excited, Leonard, and you want to show them what they did in an entire week, do that. Usually a month is a whole lot scarier. So show them a month. If you know where they keep their receipts, ask them, can I get you? Don't just go get them. Ask them, can I look at your receipts? You don't want to look. Now, if they're really spendthrifts, they don't keep receipts. So start asking them if they're going to the store or when they get back home, can I get your receipt? After a while, it'll become a thing. Leonard, come get the receipt. You know, as soon as they get home, Leonard, here are the receipts from today. Add it up. Show them. And you know what I would like for you to do? I would like for you to print it out. Put it in Microsoft Word or something. Print it out and let them see what they spent in an entire month. And say, do you see this? Do you know that half of this would help me go to college if you save this? I could get a car with just half of this stuff that's really not needed. Ooh, there are so many different things that you can show them that would be priority over whatever they purchased. Be active. Take an active role. And Leonard, what's going to happen is they're going to be very cautious with their spending. And they're going to highly value you. They may even ask you some things. Or if you're out with them, they'll be like, oh, I'm not going to get it because I know what Leonard is going to say. That's maturity. I'm proud of you, man. God bless you, son. Thanks for writing.
Thanks so much, Leonard, for sending in your message. Andrew writes in an email and says, every time I go out with my friends, my little brother always wants to tag along. It's so annoying. Why can't he hang out with his own friends? Why does he always want to come with me? Sometimes my mom makes me take him, but I don't like it. How can I tell my brother that I don't want to hang out with him?
It's not that you don't want to hang out with him. I really think it's because of your friends, Andrew. I really think it's because of your friends as to why you don't want to hang out or have your little brother hang out with you, because your friend's like, dude, your little brother, get him or put him somewhere. You know, like he's an old toy. So ask your little brother, why do you want to hang out with me and my friends instead of hanging out with your friends? Your little brother, Andrew, may be very mature, and his friends bore him or are not on his level. Okay? If that is the case, then I want you to talk to him about what you and your friends talk about, just the two of you. And I want you to listen to what he has to say, because for some reason, I really believe this, that you're not allowing him, or your friends don't really allow him to talk. And if he does, you don't pay attention to what he's saying because he's your little brother. And if your mother is allowing him to hang out with you, I don't think that you are 16 and he's 7. Not at all. I doubt that very seriously. I guarantee that there's probably only maybe a 3, maybe a 4 year difference. So it's nothing huge, or else your mother would not be sending some little boy with you, except for the fact that little boys tell. And maybe your mom wants him to keep an eye out on what you're doing so he can come back and say, Mama, guess what? Andrew did this, that, another, something like that. But talk to your little brother and ask him about the things that you all do. I want you to kind of probe his mind, you know, kind of get a feel. And you'll say, wow, I didn't know you thought about things like that. That's really something. Now I see why you want to hang around our friends. So your friends don't talk about things like this, you know, or maybe his friends are just boring, period. And when he's around you and your friends, it's a lot of fun. Okay. So ask your little brother, say, listen, I don't mind you hanging out with us, but there's sometimes I just want to be around my friends because I may say something I don't want you to know. Not that I'm doing something wrong, but, you know, I want to be around my friends sometime without a family member being there. Be open and let him know, say, you know, I really, really, really don't want to hurt your feelings, but sometimes I do just want to hang out with my friends. So that doesn't mean you can never hang with us, but just sometimes I do. I just want to hang out with my friends because if I say something to them about a girl I like, you know, they'll be listening and like, wow. And you'll be, oh, you got a girlfriend or something like that. Who knows? Whatever it is that you don't like about your little brother hanging with you, talk to him about that. Talk to him about it and just let him know, you know, I don't know. It's just little brothers hanging out with me and my friends, you know, just not all the time, you know, but I don't want to hurt your feelings. And I want to also teach you, because this is something else I was thinking. I'm just going to bring it out here and see what you'll do. Andrew, I want you to tell your little brother, let me teach you how to make your friends as fun as my friends are. Okay? Let me teach you how to teach them. And then that would help you that way. But you have to communicate with your little brother. Why does he like hanging out with you? You have to communicate. Once you know, then you know what you need to do. And that will help settle everything. It will. Communication, people, is the key for whatever the problem is. Communicate. Communicate.
Yeah, this All right? Communication is a really good... I think if my brother would have sat me... Because I was one of those kids, right? I had an older brother, and I was like, why can't I go out with you? Why can't I? Yeah. And so if he would have sat me down, you know, brother to brother... Yeah. Which all I was looking for was that kind of time and attention anyway from my big brother. If he would have sat me down and said, hey, you know, I just want to hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and it doesn't even have to be anything complex. I just want to hang out with my friends sometimes. Right. You know, let me do that. And maybe some other time we can spend some more time together.
Right.
That would have been it. Yeah, you know, like a 2-minute conversation. Yeah. And next time he was going out the door to, like, you know, a water park or something, you know, he's saying he's going with his friends, then I would have been like, so, okay, well, you know, maybe I'll get to hang out with him later.
Right.
So
that's good.
Yeah. Communication is definitely where you need to be.
It really is, Andrew. But you'll definitely do great because you love your little brother, else you would not have written in. All right. God bless.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Angel is our last question of the day. She writes in an email and says, every day when I come home, my dad has always has something to say to me. Sometimes it seems like he makes stuff up just to get on my nerves. He's always on me. Every time I lift a finger, I have done something wrong and it's driving me crazy. How can I say to my dad without starting another argument how I feel?
Well, Angel, I don't think you're telling us everything. Because for some reason, your dad is getting on you and he's on your case. Why is he on your case? Something had to have happened. Okay. Now, there are parents who are overprotective and who are, what's the word whenever you... Taskmasters. They are taskmasters. Not so much do this, do this, do that. Don't do that. Don't do the other. Like you're a slave, but they see your potential. But for some reason, They won't allow you to just live. They don't want you to make mistakes. So they want to just tell you everything to do. Every little thing you try to go do, they, no. They want you to be their perfect little angel. Your name is Angel. So
I think that's what they had in mind, right?
Exactly. This is our perfect little angel, and you're going to be perfect.
And you're
going to
do right.
So that's the whole deal. I really believe that. That's the whole deal. So communication. Angel, you're going to have to say, okay, Dad, you're never going to let me make a mistake, are you? Don't be upset. Do you want to know the secret to getting in good with your parents? Never get upset with them. Okay. Smile. Kind of jokey around with them. Okay, Dad. So he said, why are you doing this? Look at him and smile. Don't say a word. Just look at your dad and smile.
For those who are just listening, he's holding a smile.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He's holding a smile.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm smiling. I forgot. You may be listening to the audio. So I'm just smiling. I'm just looking. I'm smiling. And then your dad's going to say, what are you doing? Or have you lost your mind? Why are you smiling? Dad, you never going to let me just make a mistake and learn from my corrections, are you? Because I don't believe we learn from our mistakes. Because if you didn't correct it, what have you learned? You learn from your corrections. So I say, Dad, you're never going to let me make a mistake and learn how to correct it, are you? You're just always going to tell me what to do. So can I really, really grow in my mind that way? Talk to your dad. Talk to him on his level. Okay, you never want me to make a mistake. You never allow me to do something. Or if I do something and I mess it up, then it's, Dad, I respect you. You don't have to get angry to get my attention. Listen to what I'm saying. Because you can use this with your parents. You don't have to get angry to get my attention. I trust your words if you whisper. I respect you if you whisper to me. If you say, that was incorrect. Okay, you're my dad. I respect you. I'd say, that was incorrect. Chill. I get it. You understand what I'm saying?
Chillax. Calm down.
Let your parents know that you respect him and them. Let them know. Please let them know. And so you could just talk to me. I had to tell somebody who was an authority figure in my life. I had to tell them the same thing. Say, listen, you don't come at me like this. All right. Because I've never disrespected you and I'm not going to allow you to respect me.
Disrespect you. Right.
What did I say? Respect.
To respect, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you respect me. No. Thank you. Stop laughing at me. I can hear y'all laughing. No. I'm not going to allow you to disrespect me because I don't disrespect you at all. So all you have, and I told this individual, all you had to do was pull me to the side and it took like a 40-50 minute conversation. I said, all you had to do is bring me to the side. And in 30 seconds, just say, Shane, this is the way I would like this done. And not that way, because this, that, and the other. Oh, okay. Got it. Done. Absolutely done. You don't have to. You don't have to do that. I already respect your position. And I had to let this individual know that. And it is okay to let your parents know that. All right. Now, I'm an adult and this person was an adult. So I could come at them like that. But you just smile. Just smile and say, Mom, you don't have to fuss. I already respect you. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. You know, yeah, I did mess this up and I understand, but I love you and I respect you. Just tell me what to do. That's it. Angel, I gave you some strong stuff and everybody else listening. I gave you some very strong stuff. Do it. And if you're watching, you see me and you saw the whole thing, so you know how to act it out. Get it done. All right. God bless. I love y'all.
Thanks so much, Angel, for sending in your message. Listen, I encourage everyone to write into the Hi Dad show. We read every question that comes our way. Now, don't forget that you can call or text your questions to 866-DAD-8033. That's 866-323-8033. Or you can send in an email or an iMessage to questions@HiDadShow.com. Now, check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Hi Dad Show. And you can follow Dr. Wall on Twitter @Shane_Wall or on Facebook by searching for Dr. Shane Wall. And pick up a copy of Pastor Wall's brand new book, Understanding: All Success is Attained by It. Get the book, get the understanding, be the success. Now, be sure to subscribe on iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, so that you can get every single episode of Hi Dad right to your device. Also, tell your friends about the show and encourage them to send in their questions and concerns. HiDadShow.com is the place where you can find out everything about the show. And as a bonus, we'll be posting answers to the most common questions there as well. We love you, family. My name is David Marshall, here with Dr. Shane Wall. And thanks for tuning in to Hi Dad.